Blog Talk Radio.
T minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the tire.
Well, if that song doesn't get you pumped to do a radio show, I don't know which one is. Big fan of Katy Perry and Raw. You're listening to Rob B. Lowe on the Inside Your Superhero program, founder and leader of the Success Superpowers, helping you find that mindset that never quits so you can find the life that you desire. And it is with great pleasure today that I introduce to you all of you all over the world listening to our show, to Lauren Clement. And I'll get Lauren to introduce herself in a minute, but I just got to share with you what a fantastic person that she's already shown me to be. We're sitting on in the waiting room in our virtual green room for the show, and Lauren's doing a Facebook Live about the show. Thank you very much, Lauren. And over to you, quick introduction of yourself. We'll be talking to Lauren today about her path, her journey to unlocking that inner superhero that she's found for herself. So, quick intro, Lauren. Who are you and what have you been up to and what's exciting you about the show?
I am so excited to be here, Rob. I've been looking forward to working with you and to really getting in touch with you, because I've been watching what you do. I've been following your fabulous tweets and posts and blogs and your gorgeous baby. She's absolutely the star of your show. Just delightful. So, and your golf, of course. I'm a fellow golfer, so there's some fun and games we have there. But I'm really excited to be here. Thank you. My background is in brand management, but I've got some really cool things to share today about superpowers. Because there's something that happened to me when I was very young. I was told as a child that I would never be able to read or write properly, or never be able to learn how to do it properly, because I had something called word blindness, which back in the day, of course, was dyslexia. So instead of letting that disability really stop me from doing what I wanted to do, it's actually become one of my greatest assets. So we'll be talking a bit more about how you can harness even the stuff that you think is a disability to become really powerful for you and for your personal brand. So I'm now a personal branding consultant. I have my own consultancy, worked in brand management for over 25 years, but I'm focusing just now on helping people who are professional service providers, because you're selling the invisible. You look like just the next accountant or the next business coach or the next personal trainer or the next wellness coach, whatever it is you do. It's hard to differentiate why someone should choose you. So that's what I do. And loving every minute of it. I've got some extraordinary clients all over the world who are doing amazing things and using their superpowers. And it's interesting today. I think what excites me so much, Rob, about talking to you today on this particular show about superpowers and being superhuman and being a superhero is that the number one thing I find that stops people from stepping into their brand and really going for it is actually nothing to do with their credibility, their expertise, their knowledge or their experience. It's all to do with their self-belief. That's the number one thing that holds people back is, do they really believe they're that good? And it's been interesting. Over the years, Rob, I've helped hundreds of people. And the ones that stand out, of course, are the ones that are either doing extraordinarily well or the ones who haven't done well. And the two I can think of that we built beautiful brands for them. And then at the end, they said, you know, I really don't think I can do this. And their brands will never become real. They'll never be seen. And that's been the distressing ones. But when I asked my own mindset coach about it, and I said, what did I do wrong? You know, what did I do wrong with it? They had beautiful brands. They were amazing people. Why didn't it happen? She said to me, it wasn't you. It was them. It was they couldn't live up to the brand that we'd created. They had that self-doubt. So that's what's excited me about today, Rob, is look, we all have superhuman powers. It's just a case of believing in them.
So, okay, good place to start. I mean, you talked about what you'd overcome, that little, not little, obviously a defining moment for your life. When you talked about that, you just mentioned the word self-doubt. And we know that self-doubt and fear go hand in glove. And it's probably the number one thing that anybody that's in personal development or ever decided to take a look inside themselves, as we say, is probably the first thing that comes up. So what's your advice around, you know, managing self-doubt? Because we're always going to have it. It's not something we need to eliminate. It's just something we need to manage and strengthen. So what do you do personally, Lauren?
It's a really good question. I love the fact that you've got fear and self-doubt in the same bracket there, because that's exactly what it is. I think we all spend far too much time worrying about what other people think, whereas I've done a lot of training and study and research into consumer behaviour, which is why I love what I do with personal branding. And in reality, the human brain is a million times more interested in itself than in anybody else. So it's really interesting, isn't it? We're often thinking, going, oh, I'm worried about what people think of me. They won't like the way I sound. They won't like the way I dress. They'll think that I'm a fraud, all this sort of stuff going on. In reality, everyone else is thinking the same thing. Everyone else is worried about themselves, you know.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. A lot of people, Rob, actually look at me and my brand, and it's taken me 4 years. I've been in business for long, that, sorry, I get this right. It took me 4 years to really nail my personal brand. 4 years, which is a long time. Yeah. I tend to give advice to people. It's going to take you 3 years, you know, to get to that point where people are looking up to you, referring people to you, wanting to interview you. It's all going to take that long to establish yourself. So don't think you're going to do it in a day. That's the number one thing, is don't be impatient for it to happen. It's going to take time to build your brand. Yeah. So don't be impatient.
Sorry, I just want to, just before we jump, you jump the next one, what is it you think that is, why is time important to your personal brand?
Because, and it goes way back to the Greek days and the Plato and all those really amazing philosophers that said, and it's actually carved on the temple at Delphi in Greece, know yourself. Yeah, before you try and understand the world, before you try and understand your clients or who your ideal client is, lots of stuff, first of all, get to know you. And it's funny because it feels a little bit like navel gazing, and it feels like you're wasting time and it's just taking forever to get this right. But I think you've really got to know yourself. You've got to know all about your history, all about your personal brand, your journey, why you're so passionate about what you do, how you want to be an impact on the world, what really annoys you, what really pisses you off about the part of the world that you're trying to heal, or the industry that you're in, or, you know, people out there doing the wrong things and being unethical. What's really annoying to you? What defines you for just the stuff that you'll say no to and the stuff that you will be completely integral to? So it's all about getting to know yourself. And funny enough, that takes time. It really takes time to fit into your brand. But I think it helps. I mean, I work with other people's brands, and it's a lot faster, of course, for me, because I've got the luxury of standing outside of their business and outside of them and looking in.
No, definitely.
Working on yourself, even as a personal development coach, you would say the same thing. Working on yourself is harder than working with your clients.
So, definitely. Yes and no. Yeah, some days are better than others, definitely. I'm not going to let you get away with I want you to give them a tool, a tip.
Yep.
About managing self-doubt, fear. But before we leave this little segue, I'm interested in your response to. I believe that over decades, we've been conditioned to actually believe that it's not good to look inside ourselves. It's actually not purposeful. It's not the way. It's not acceptable. So when you meet that person, you know, in that next conversation that you have, and you're seeing within them, you go, wow, you just really need to take a look inside, you know, using the mechanical, you know, you need to take a look under the hood, have a look at the big engine that you've got. And how do you open that? How do you help people open that conversation with themselves? You know, is there any insight you can give us, Lauren?
Well, it's an interesting, I would agree with you, actually, and especially with branding and marketing. One of the first people things I see experts say is, number one thing you've got to do is figure out who your target audience is. And actually, that's not quite true. I mean, that's important. That's absolutely vital. Yep. And I agree with it 100%. You need to find your ideal target, because life's too short to work with horrible people for a start. But before that, like you say, the looking under the hood, the looking at what you've got, it's more about ask yourself that question. And this is where I start with my training all the time is, where do you want to be in 3 years' time? If it's going to take you 3 years to build your personal brand, what do you want to be well known for? What do you want to be respected for? What do you want to be the number one go-to person for? And more importantly, how do you want to make people feel?
So this is a person that's coming to you for a purpose. I get that. I'm talking about the person that hasn't even found that energy yet to have that conversation. they're just that random person that you bump into in an event, coffee shop,
yep.
In the line at Coles, whatever it may be, and you just see something within them. And
yep.
This is the thing that I haven't found. There's no perfection in the world. Everything is different, but I'm still striving to find ways to ignite people.
Yes.
You know, in that, to get them just to themselves. You know.
Yeah.
I really resonate with what you're saying in relation to branding, because the words that you use around branding, I talk around about leadership, because people always think, well, leadership is about, I've got to serve my audience. I've got to make sure they're getting served. I've got to look after them. I've got to lead them. And my comment has always been about the conventional and traditional leadership is that we've missed the key part. You've got to go and lead yourself first, because you can't do that unless you've done this. It's like we've
absolutely
just skipped the part of evolution.
You're quite right. There's that lovely saying, yeah, you can't pour from an empty bucket.
You can't,
yeah? So just, you can't pour from an empty bucket. You can't help other people if you've got nothing in the bucket, yeah? So it's a beautiful saying. Someone shared it with me the other, I can't remember who it was, and I thought, I'm using that. That's just brilliant. I love it. I've become a bit of a specialist, I guess, Rob. I'm just thinking about, okay, so I put myself in a situation, I met someone at a cafe and they tell me a bit about themselves and I can see that spark and go, man, you've got something. I've become a bit of an expert at asking the why question.
Good. Yep.
And that,
can you give
I think,
us a
has been really helpful. So, for example, I met with a client this morning and we were talking about, you know, what he loves doing and what really drives him and everything else. And I just asked him, well, why? Why does that drive you? And he said, well, because I like this. And so why is it so important that these people get this? And he said, well, because this isn't, what's the outcome when they get that? What happens to them? Oh, okay, so why is that transformation so important to you? Can you see I don't let them go? I make them dig really, really deep. So I think it's a lesson really, isn't it, to other personal development coaches, is become a real expert at asking those deep questions.
Good, yeah.
Don't shy away from it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people are coming to you for, you know. They're looking for a bit of insight. And it's, I think, one of the crafts I really have, I guess, built in my space is asking the powerful question, the deep question, you know, not letting people get away from it. I mean, I have a comment I give to clients. I say, you're paying me. So if I cause you pain, just remember that you're paying me, because I don't want to see you walk away from here without achieving what you actually came to me to achieve. So if it gets tough and it gets hard, then that's what we're doing, you know, because that's where the result lies. And I think
absolutely,
that's probably, it goes the same with branding. I mean, if you and I had a branding discussion, you'd probably really probe hard at what I'm doing. And I'm like, okay, that's a bit, for me, it's not a moment. It's probably just a millisecond of uncomfortableness. And then it's like, okay, I know where you're going with that, Lauren. And I should step up to that. And I should answer that question, because that's what we all do for, that's where our mindset's at. That's our level of consciousness. And it's interesting when you try and explain this to your friends and your family and peers that you work with who are not in, developing or building people as a profession. And it's by no means that I ever feel like I want to be a step above anyone, but I kind of feel that as a group, I think we're seen that way occasionally, not occasionally, regularly, because of our level of consciousness. And for me, I mean, this is just, I'm going to get back to self-doubt and fear because I'm not letting that one go. Do you see that yourself in your little world, that your level of consciousness, sometimes you'll be having a conversation with people and they're like, oh, when can I leave this? Can you get out of this? Because, man, this is a bit, oh, God, what the hell is she going on about?
Uncomfortable, yes. Yes, and in fact, I tell people up front, I say, look, this is challenging. This is confrontational. Yep. You're going to feel a bit confused. You're going to feel overwhelmed. You're going to have all these emotions. I've had people cry in my workshops. I've had them just be overwhelmed with, oh, my God, I can't believe how clear this is now. And most of my clients, if you ask my clients, what is it that's different, they'll all say to you, she asks you stuff that no one else has ever asked you before. And it's got nothing to do. They think it's got nothing to do with branding. And it's got everything to do with branding. So, but what I liked about what you just said, Rob, as well is, and it's that thing about, okay, do we put our, if you've got higher consciousness, or it's not even that, it's have you got a better understanding and a connectivity and a real, true, solid, really powerful connection to your own superpowers and what you do really well. And you're really proud of those things. You're not pushing them down. you're embracing them and you're sharing them with the world. And in a way, that does feel like you're elevating yourself above other people, and people do look up to you. Should that be something that we're afraid of? I actually don't think it should be. I mean, it always surprises me when I go to conferences or retreats and I work on my own business and my own brand, because you've got to constantly be doing that, to be able to when people say, well, what's your biggest fear? And I go, well, that I'm not good enough.
Mm.
And they all look at me like, you're losing your mind, Lauren. We all look up to you going, oh my God, you're amazing. How can you be feeling this? It's like, well, everyone feels this, don't they? Mm. Everyone has this at some stage. They go this, oh my God, any minute now someone's going to figure out I'm a fraud. I don't actually know what I'm talking about, you know. Everybody has that. Everybody. You're never going to get rid of it. What you are going to do is develop a total 100% confidence in your natural skills and talents and abilities that enables you to go, yeah, whatever, toss that. I call it the itty bitty shitty committee. Yeah. Go to them, you know, thanks very much for your comments, but I'm just going to ignore you. You know, thanks very much, but no thanks. I'm going to get on with this. So it's that ability to overcome it.
When you're thinking of that, maybe you find a definition to that, because the one that I think of is that, am I not consistently good enough? Because I know I'm good enough, but I think the one that I talk about regularly with people, and I do some coaching with sports people, and this comes up, this conversation comes up a lot, as you can imagine, especially when they have a bit of a form slump, and people are starting to tell them that they're not playing as well, they're not performing as well, feeding their self-doubt, feeding their fear, and I talk about, well, isn't it just about consistency? You know, and sometimes one of the things I realized as a coach is that if I had the chance now, if we had a third person in this conversation, it was me 5 years ago, I wouldn't understand what the hell I'm talking about. And that's one of the biggest realizations I've had. And I think you probably see that I'd like to get you on the same brand. That sometimes we grow so quickly, we forget where we've come from. And it's actually understanding that from position, which best helps us relate to the audience or to the people that we interact with. What do you think about that?
I love it. And the thing I love most about it, Rob, is we're living in the age of the authentic brand. Yeah, everybody knows if they learn about someone, they can go straight to their LinkedIn page, straight to their Facebook page, whatever. They can find out what's really going on. So what's the point in trying to create a false identity or live up to something that's not real? So,
so many still do.
Oh, so many tried, it's just not worth it. But yeah, but in that scenario, yeah, you're always going to have ups and downs. If we could get to a point, and this is the false belief, I guess, that when you become famous or when you become competent or when you become an expert, it's plain sailing. And it's not. Yeah. There's just bigger peaks and troughs, you know? And you can stuff up so easily and you get called on your shit and all this sort of stuff, and you've got to live your brand. The answer, you've already provided it, Rob. The answer is consistency. It doesn't matter that my performance on this day wasn't as great as it could have been, but I'm consistently trying my best. I'm consistently sending out the same message. I'm consistently doing the same thing because I know that it works. So when you get that inconsistency, and this is the thing I see all the time with professional service providers and coaches and so on, is they tend to define themselves by their modality. You know, they tend to talk about how they do it rather than why they do it and what their consistent brand is. It's like meeting someone who's got one business on one side of their card and they flip it over and there's another business on the back. And it's like there's an instant credibility loss. People just don't trust you because you're hedging your bets. You're not sure about what it is you do. And if you're not sure, how the hell should I trust you? So, it is. The way to overcome that is to live your brand, really step into it, and decide what's serving you. There's a lovely story I've got about a lovely mindset coach. You possibly know her, Margarita Vorobyov. She's an amazing mind coach, money coach. She's just brilliant. And she had a brand I could never connect with. Her brand was the Conscious Wealth Institute. And it was very nice and it was very, fluffy, and it was all about world peace and it was just connectivity. Beautiful stuff, fabulous. She was attracting, she's got an amazing following, but no one was paying her. That was, and every time she wanted to call them on their BS, you know, and really have them, like we just did just now, was, Rob, that's what I love about your brand, is you don't let people get away with it. Yeah, you're constantly digging to get them to find that thing. Really, let's get really clear on this. I'm not putting up with that excuse. She wanted to do that, but because of her brand, she couldn't. She had to be nice. She had to come across as approachable and so on. And it was driving her crazy. So we rebranded her. She's now called Pitbull. So she's a Pitbull mindset coach. How different does that brand come across from being Conscious Wealth Institute to being Pitbull mindset coaching? You know, you know what you're going to get with her. You think of the singer. I know he's pretty full on, isn't he? But you think of someone who's not going to let you get away with it. You know, they're going to really nail you. They're going to get at you until you do what you're supposed to do. So, and now she can be irreverent. Now she can challenge people. Now she can stand up and say, and she got lots of people saying to her, oh, I don't like it. Well, it's a bit harsh. It's a, all this sort of stuff. And she said, no, this is, and she stepped into a brand and is loving it. So I think you've got to find the thing that ignites you, haven't you? Isn't that the way to do it, Rob? Find the thing that really fires you up.
Yeah, I think, and just for the audience, I'm just going to take a quick pause here because, man, this, in the first 20 minutes, there's a lot of things that Lauren and I have really uncovered. And I think for the benefit of everybody listening, I'd probably like to have a crack at just a quick summary. I think one of the things is you've just hit on it. If you're going to step in, if you're going to be a brand, you've really got to step into it and be the brand. If you go fast enough, people are going to see that, they're going to detect it, and they're going to know that you're not congruent. Even if you are giving all, if you're not right all the way in there, people see that. We're really good at detecting that. We are brilliant at detecting when something is just not right. We don't know why, but we can always say something's just not right. It's that gut instinct, that gut brain I'm working overtime. I think the consistency is really popping up. I actually wasn't steering the conversation into that, but I think it's just a great thing for people to realize. And being your level and type and style of consistency, it's not mine, it's not Lauren's, right? And that's the key. And that's a trap I fell into early on building my business. I was trying to be consistent like somebody else who I thought was a good role model, a good business to role model. But then I found that that kind of consistency wasn't me. So when we talk about looking under the hood and finding out, you know, what is your inner superhero, what are those strengths? I think we're giving you one now and saying consistency is definitely a success superpower. It's something that you've got to put within your superhero. But you need to define what consistency means to you, not look at what it means for everybody else and not even look at the dictionary and work out what it means. Everyone knows what it means to be consistent in life. I mean, I've built my whole personal brand, my real personal brand around that because I always sign off with be present in life. That is about me being consistent every day to show up, number one, for my kids and my wife. That is where my consistency started, and it's allowed me to grow that into other parts of my life. Laura, anything that you wanted to sum up on before we get into self-doubt and fear?
Yeah, no, I love it. And everything you said is absolutely true. When you really see people shine is when they are just being themselves. And it's just such a simple, I mean, that sounds pathetic, doesn't it? And everyone says that, just be you, you know? But I think that steps in nicely to that the next section is, okay, that sounds great. Everyone's telling me just be me. What does that really mean? You know, how do I really implement that? So, and that comes back to that next thing we're talking about now, which is, okay, you got to get over yourself.
So what can we share with people? I mean, let's be very specific for them. When that self-doubt moment pops up for you, where do you go? What part of your inner superhero do you access?
I've really got something going that I've been using for years now, which I love, is all about gratitude. Because I think the minute you switch it from being introverted and looking inward and at yourself and at your doubts and your fears and saying, oh my God, am I capable of doing this? Am I good enough? All those sorts of things that you might think, you know, if you switch that into what am I grateful for and start going outward and going, okay, let's be honest with ourselves. What's really going on in you? Let's talk about reality because fear, is what is it? False expectations appearing real. So let's get real all of a sudden. Let's flip that on its head. There's loads of it. So if it's false expectations, if it's just a worry, it isn't actually real. It's just a fear. It hasn't actually happened to you. I saw the lovely Will Smith the other day talking about, you know, he went skydiving. And he threw himself out of the plane was the most exhilarating when he was at his most dangerous. The thing that he was so worried about was actually happening and he didn't feel any fear at all. But in the days leading up to it, he had a huge amount of fear. So it just doesn't make any sense. So if fear is not real, let's make it real. So let's flip it on its head and talk about, okay, let's get real. What's actually going on in my life? What am I grateful for? So every morning when I wake up, I just go through 10 things I'm grateful for. If it ever hits me and I go, oh, I can't do this, or I don't tend to get that I can't do this. I'm the complete risk averse. I'll do anything. But but if I ever get that imposter syndrome, you know, I don't know if people will believe, can I be, you know, do I really believe in myself enough? I flip it on its head. Okay, so what am I grateful for?
Yep.
And when you start going through that, you know, I've got a business, I've got amazing clients, look at the results you're getting with people, look at the case studies, go and have a look at the stuff you've achieved. Like you said, go back over the last, what was I like 5 years ago compared to where I am now? That's the reality.
Yep.
So if you can look at the real stuff and be really grateful for the journey, for where you are, for the talents you've got, that's real, and the fear disappears because it's not real. So that's what I would do.
Yeah, and I love that because I love the way your mind works, Laura, because fear is just the manifestation of things that we actually want to believe in life rather than we want to deal with in life in some respects, you know. So we make it up to give ourselves a platform from which we do not progress rather than the platform which we progress. And I think Marianne Williamson has the most famous quote for that, and I don't know it word for word, and I'm sure you probably read it, was, you know, it's not the actual fear of not succeeding. It's actually the fear of success that we fear most. And I that has just stuck with me. I mean, it's just one of those things. And the deeper you think about that, and if you're listening to this, everyone, have a think about that or look up Marianne Williamson. It'll just come up for you, first quote, and have a good read of it. Because that is one thing that very early on for me, when I kept reading that quote over and over again, it became like a mantra that really started to set me free. Started to set me free of my self-doubt, because my biggest self-doubt was always around the fear of success, but I just didn't understand exactly what that meant, you know. But then I've gone, well, I kind of had the conversation saying, well, I've always wanted to be successful, be more, but the thing is I was just holding myself back because of a fear of being judged. For everyone listening, fear is what, I don't know who made up the word. I don't even know where it came from. And maybe it's something I should actually do. And I'm going to do it after this show. So I'm going to do a bit of research on the history of the word fear, because I think we made it up just to ensure that people don't actually be successful in life, that they actually don't live the life that they are destined to live. I think we created fear, and our world is all based around fear. We from the moment we, I guess, get conscious about making our own decisions, if you're in that environment where your parents have been through self-doubt and fear has driven their life, then that is what you get conditioned into. If you're in a community where that's the case, that's what you get driven into. And because it happens at a very young age, it's so hard to break free. But I just want you to know, anyone that's listening, there's hundreds of thousands of people, probably millions of people over the world who have broken free. And it's not a complex thing. And there's people like Lauren, myself, and many others around who are examples of we've not allowed the manifestation of fear to come into life. I think we could say this, you might tell me whether you're not agree, Lauren, we actually use fear to ignite our life.
Absolutely. It's a big driver. And it's funny, everything you've just said, actually, Rob, the thing that is always I've struggled with, actually, I haven't heard that Marianne Williamson quote, but I will go and have a look at it myself. I don't think I've ever been afraid of success. It was something I don't think I've ever shared with people, but even as a kid, I knew there was something special about me. I don't know what it was. I just knew that I would be doing something extraordinary. And I guess the reason why I took so long to create my own personal brand, like I said, it took me 4 years to really figure it out, was for many, many years, and it's in my book. I've written a book about personal branding called Selling You, and in there's a little bit of an insight into my background. I grew up at a YMCA camp where we had 300 and something different kids and leaders that were turning up every week of the holidays, would just arrive on our back doorstep, basically, because we lived there the whole time. And I got very, very comfortable talking to people in different walks of life, from wherever they'd come from. You know, I could mold myself, if you like, to talk to them. So I ended up almost becoming a chameleon, where I could change my own personality to suit whoever I was talking to. And that continued right the way through into when I worked in advertising agencies, when I worked for other people. And I sold other people's brands really, really well. I could, and I ran my own advertising agency for about 7 years in New Zealand, and I licensed somebody else's brand. I didn't have my own brand. It was my agency, but it was using their brand. I worked for AXA as their brand manager. So again, I was marketing their brand. All of my clients, I would get behind their brands. I never had my own brand. And it was not until I figured out that I was hiding that behind other people's brands, and I had that fear of being successful in my own right, which is the same fear you have of, if you poke your head up, you know, if you start to talk about how good you are, if you put yourself out there, all of a sudden you become a target. And I guess that's probably, you're right, it's the biggest thing in people's minds when they think about why they don't think about personal branding, is because they don't want to actually stand out. Because the minute you do that, you've got people knocking you, you've got people questioning you, you've got to live up to it. So that's probably a big thing people need to get over. But what I loved the most is when we you talked about fear and where that comes from. There's a part of branding that I've been studying for the last 5 or 6 years called neurobranding. And it's all about how the brain sees brands. And it's come from lots of training and working with big brands over the years and everything else. But there's a part of the brain called the amygdala, which is known as the lizard brain, if you like, because it's the oldest part of the brain, or that's what they reckon. And it's all about fear. The amygdala is all about, it's your fear center, basically. And it's the part of your brain that wants to keep you safe. So your brain is actually wired to keep you safe. And the amygdala is like a little filter. It only lets stuff in. And if it's, there's some fear going on, it'll actually stop you from wanting to go any further. It's the part of your brain. So if you've become a professional coach, if you're listening to this today, and it's the part of your brain that was, when you first started out in business, that was screaming at you, don't do it. It's risky. You're going to have to find clients. Where are your credentials? No one's going to believe you. You don't even have a program yet. You've got to write a book, all this sort of stuff. That's the bit of your brain that was telling you, just don't do it. Your fear center, your amygdala. And if you've gone ahead and done it anyway, you know, if you started your own coaching business, you've gotten into personal development, you're doing it anyway, you've basically got a superhuman power already, because you've overpowered that fear center in your brain to say, look, I know the itty-bitty shitty committee, it's all good, you know, it's all right. I know it's going to be difficult. I know there's risks, but I'm going to do it anyway. So you've taken control of your own fear center in your brain, which is a superhuman power. Okay. You know, you're all superhumans in my mind for just doing that. And the entrepreneurial brain is different because it does that, because you've overtaken your brain. So the biggest issue you have, of course, Rob, when you've got a superhuman power, all the superheroes have their kryptonite, don't they? They have the thing that goes, but this thing's going to catch you. And for us, self-doubt. I think self-doubt and bright, shiny object-itis. If I can't do this, maybe I could do that. Or, oh, I've had a great idea. And all these other things you try and fill your life with without facing the real thing, which is that self-doubt. And once you've done it, like you said before, defining, okay, and making that decision, I want to be really good at this. I just want to be well known for doing what I do best. Ignore the bright, shiny object-itis. Stop being diverted by the stuff that's, you know, going to keep you away from really facing your fears, and get on with it. Make a decision, put a line in the sand and go, right, this is what I want to do. And just stick with that. Be consistent about it.
And I think, too, just that the plus there for me is reach out and get some help.
Absolutely. You know, ask someone, what do you think I'm really good at? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it takes a team, and that's something that I've been a slow learner about, because I'm a bit Mr. Independent some days, and, understanding that there's lots of people out there that, I love to contribute to everybody else, but setting yourself up to allow contribution to come to you is achieved by clearly demonstrating to everybody the competency of reaching out. And it's a skill that I got to say, it's a skill that probably 98% of the people that I meet just don't get, don't understand, don't see the power of it.
Do you think they think it's a sign of weakness, Rob, to ask for help?
I think if you look at the gender debate, men are rough and tough, and they don't want to reach out, blah, blah, blah. When I talk to men about it, I say to him, it's probably the most powerful thing you can do. It is a real alpha moment. Yeah, and it doesn't matter whether you're male or female. It's a real alpha moment because you're pretty much just like, you know, open heart surgery, just ripping the chest open, going, here I am. I've got shit happening in my life, just like you do. But actually right now I'm not afraid to reach out and tell you I need your help. I need your help. Like need is the words that I use. You know, I need your help, please. And when that happens, invariably, how many people say no to you?
Yeah. Most people want to help, don't they? It's a human instinct because it feels good when you help someone. So if you want to, most human beings like to feel good. So and that's why we help others, because it makes it's altruistic. It makes us feel great. So but yeah, I think you're onto it, Rob. And the interesting thing is, if you can get over yourself and ask for that help, the big thing, what do you think the most valuable currency on the planet is right now? What's the most valuable currency? For everybody in the planet right now.
It's time.
Time, absolutely. Time. So you could either struggle on trying to do it yourself, not asking for help, dealing with it. And the worst thing is, if you don't deal with it as a coach, if you can't walk your talk, people will see that. And they'll go, hang on a minute, you're a mindset coach and you're telling me that you've got trouble earning money, or telling me you're a mindset coach and you're ill all the time, or you're a wellness coach and you're always sick. It just doesn't, you know, there's no credibility there. There's no consistency. So, you can either take forever to do this. I mean, like I said, it took me 4 years to create my own brand, to define it. It works far quicker when I work with somebody else. So if you can figure that out and go, hey, I can either slog on with this, not really being true to my brand, or I can ask for help, get it done, as you say, open up to that person and say, I need some help. Man, you just go so fast with the time you've got. You take huge leaps and bounds.
So I think, you know, good wrap there. Middle part of our conversation today, I think that was – I hope everyone that's listening to this, I truly do, with genuine sincerity, that you're really hearing that a lot of the, I guess, stuff that you have in your life, it is your own manifestation, but you've got to own it, but also you've got to acknowledge that it's come from somewhere, because if you don't give it some acknowledgement, it'll probably keep popping back up and choking you a little along the way. So, and I think the key one out of just that last little bit there, Lauren, is definitely it's the team. You offer a team. You know, you might be a team of one or a team of a few, but you're offering you'll want to be a team of people. If you're out there and you've either in a couple of places, you've got lots of desire to go and do something, reach out for some team. All right, because that team will help you. We talked about self-doubt and fear. That team will actually be part of the conversation around self-doubt and fear, and they will help you provide your own solutions, right?
Yeah,
about
definitely.
How you move forward from that. Or you're in that other...
That's so true.
Yeah, in the other space maybe, which is you're having a shit time, you are doing the struggle, you're doing it tough, you're slogging it out, doing 60, 70 hours a week, and wondering why the hell you're not progressing. It's probably because you haven't got the right team, right? So you've got to have a think about, well, what do I need in my team? And a very good mentor of mine told me 5 years ago, he said, Rob, by the sound of what you're saying to me, he says, you've got to change the people at your dinner table.
Start to
advance to them, and they're holding you back. They're holding you in this spot. It's, he said, you just have grown. And if you stay there, you will not grow anymore. And I'm like, wow, I've never thought of that. So I've got to go find some new friends. That sounds cool. Let me go find some new friends. I'm not really good at making friends was the first thing I said to myself. Self-doubt, fear. Yeah, I already give myself a reason not to go and do it.
But I'm then, not. You know, mates. I don't have any friends.
Yeah, but then it was just about stepping out, going to some events, meeting people, seeing that. And I think this is great for the audience to really understand really clearly, is that when you talk about fear and self-doubt and all this manifestation that we have, is that guess what, everyone? It's a shared pain. We are all going through it. So when you reach out and share, like if I shared something with Lauren now, she'd probably go, shit, Rob, I've been through that too. Or I've gone through that and, you know, yeah, it sucks, it's tough, or this is what I did, you know, bit of sympathy, or sorry, apathy, you're compassionate to begin with, just to let them know the person, that the connection is real, you know, and then don't give them a solution, help guide them to find their own solution, because that's what we, even if you're not a coach, you can do that. One thing I've really come to learn about coaching is that it's not something that is, there's some of us that are going to be better at it, right? We're naturally just, that's who we are as a person. But everyone can be a coach by doing one simple thing, and that's being more interested in the person you're talking to, making a conversation or the other person. And the only way you can do that is to ask questions. Would you agree, Lauren?
Absolutely. You've really got to get to know them. What I like the thing that's reminded me the most when you mentioned about having a team, there's nothing better to building your confidence and building your personal brand as having your own private cheer squad, you know, because in reality, human beings actually want to see other people succeed and do well. We do want the best for other people, especially in the coaching world. I don't think there's as much rivalry and competition and things, because we're all coming from a heart-centered point of view. We're wanting to, our instinct is to help others. So we all want you to succeed. I remember one of the highlights in my career in brand management, when I was the brand manager for AXA, where I had to manage the sponsorship of the Rugby World Sevens, which was in Wellington. When it was really at its peak, you know, and there was a massive, you know, 40,000 people in the stand and everything else. And I, because I was leading it and I'd been running it so hard, working it so hard, I was given the absolute ultimate prize, if you like, of leading the New Zealand team out onto the pitch at the start of the thing, which is a huge thing. I'm a big rugby fan, of course, come from New Zealand. Rugby's massive. So I'm leading, I'm holding up the New Zealand sign and leading out the New Zealand rugby players onto the field. And it didn't really hit me until I got out there, and the sound of the crowd just went right through you. And I've never experienced it before or since. The hairs on the back of my neck stood up.
Yeah.
I had goosebumps all over. It was just like, oh my God, this huge, massive crowd all cheering their guts out. And I'm part of that focus. So it gave me a taste of what it's like to have a cheer squad. And what it does for your sense of self-confidence and belief is amazing. So yeah, I would agree with you 100%. And build a team, get a cheer squad. You know, get a closed Facebook group if you want to. If you don't want to share it with the wider world, that's fine. Get a closed Facebook group of other coaches together that can just be each other's cheer squad. You know, be there for each other. Celebrate your successes. Talk about the stuff that's getting the fears, the stuff that you're worried about, your concerns. Get it out there. Get people to help you. Share your stories. Enjoy the journey together. But, man, does it do a huge amount for your own personal development and your own sense of self-value and confidence. It's huge.
It's awesome. I love where you're. I love the tips you're giving the audience. You know, this is, and it's just, this is just not a. But please, everyone, Lauren is a branding expert in relation to business. But consider that everything that she is giving you about branding yourself, it can be just branding yourself as a partner in a relationship, as a parent in a family, because it's all very important to have that personal brand, that role model, that example. I mean, it fits everywhere you go in life, like. Lauren does it very specifically for businesses and to help people succeed in business, but it's about success in life as well. So, you know, always stretch everything that you get. Always don't just sit there and think, oh, this doesn't apply to me because I'm not running my own business. Well, it does, because life is your business. So if you want to do life really well and be successful, you need to think about what we're chatting about today. It's about be your brand. Think about, do you know your brand as a parent? You know, and I say this to, I don't say it in those words, but I always talk to parents about this, is do you know what are you trying to be for your child? And, you know, be as the your role in the family, you know, and it's a lot about talking about, well, what is your brand? So I think it's really cool. I just wanted to put that in there so that people are listening and thinking, oh, well, this doesn't apply to me. It does, because life is a brand. Right.
Absolutely. And, I mean, I can see, I mean, if you're a mum and you're really struggling with something, or you want to be something, or you want to communicate better with your kids, whatever it is, you could do the same thing. Start up a closed Facebook group, invite other mums along, help each other out, support each other. Just get together in a safe environment where you can share, you can be honest, and you can grow and develop. It's great.
Now, look, we're coming to the last part of our conversation, Lauren, and I know, having checked out what you've shared with me pre our show, is that you've got something to share with everyone today. And so we're going to make sure we get to that because, as all of you know, if you've listened to the show before, my show is always about giving you something that you can take away and use and be, you know, tactile, practical, and go and make an impact in your life. It's not just Lauren and I flapping gums because we've had some experience. So we're going to get there. And I think to lead us there, Lauren, in our pre-interview, you shared with me this statement that branding is my expertise. And I'd just like you to share with everyone about, talk to me about what is this expertise?
Absolutely. It's a little quote that I've come up with that's been shared all over the place. So it's nice. I've got a quote. You know how you get those quotes like you shared about Marianne Williams's quote? I've got one of those as well. And it's about your personal brand is the thing you do with ease that other people find difficult. That's why it's called expert ease.
Mm-hmm.
So the big thing is to really identify what is it that you do with ease? What comes naturally to you that you don't even have to think about? And if you've been a coach for, you know, a minimum of 5 years or more, chances are you're in a situation of that, you know, unconscious competence. And you just do what you do without even thinking about it. In fact, if I asked you to write down your process and the way that you and the methodology you use or the systemized process that you use to coach people, you'd probably have to sit and go, oh, God, I don't know. I have to write it down. I have to think about that. Because you just, it's like driving a car. You forget how many times you use the indicator because you just do it all the time, you know. So your expertise is really, really vital because that's what your clients, if you're a coach, if you're looking for clients, if you're looking to really attract the right sort of customers to your business and really have people that you love working with because they do so well and they really resonate with you and they get results, you're looking at really appealing to them, as you said before, Rob, connecting with them rather than just coaching them. You're part of their journey. Yep. So part of this is figure out what you're – and they're looking for someone who they can naturally know, like, and trust. Because it just comes easy to them. And the interesting thing is, as a coach, and I don't know, Rob, how long many years you've been working probably, identifying your expertise would possibly take you some time to figure it out. Okay, when am I at my proudest? When am I going, yes, this is what I should be doing, you know, all the time? So, yeah, think about your expertise. What's the thing you do with ease that other people find difficult? Because a lot of the time you forget, don't you? You forget that actually people do find it difficult to do this. And it doesn't, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I definitely, yeah, I think you're onto it. And I was talking about that kind of thing in the middle of the show too, is in a roundabout way, is that, you know, you increase to this level of competence where you forget where you've come from. And I think that's something to really think about, everybody, is that reflection, you know, is very purposeful. Other coaches and people in personal development that I've associated myself with or known or been around, is that I actually believe there's great purpose in your past, and I feel that you actually need to be there at many times in your life, because without it you forget who you are, and if you go through life forgetting who you are, you'll never be who you need to be.
Absolutely. And so really, Rob, that's so powerful. That's really do you know Oprah Winfrey talks about this. She talks about the thread that's followed you all the way through your life that pulls everything together. And that's when I'm talking to people about creating your brand story, that's one of the first things I say, what's the thread? What's the thing that started years ago that is still with you, that's led you to where you are now? It's so vital.
And I think the one thing that does, because I teach a course called The Congruent Life Leader, and that's my main leadership program that I share with organizations. And the whole purpose of that is that I never want people to lose sight of their own congruency. Because I think they do. And it's not on purpose that they do it. It's just through evolution that they get so big or so successful that they really forget where they've come from. And you'll see these people, they'll do it. They'll tell a story on stage about where they've come from to connect people emotionally. But you just sense that it's just a story now.
Yeah.
It's actually not really who they are. And to me, that's not right. I mean, they're actually damaging their brand, because I never tell the same story, you know, consecutively in different audiences. I'll always share a different story, because that audience that's in front of me, there's something special, that there's a reason why we've connected and why they're sitting there. And I've got to be intelligent enough to realize what that is and make sure that I'm sharing something about my past that's going to connect them, not just the fact that I have an emotional story, that I went through trauma, that I did it tough, that I did this, that I did that. People will, I think it's a good probably conversation that we set up for down the track is talking about congruency of brand with you. Because
yeah,
I'd really love to get your thoughts on that. I mean, we're going to run out of time today, so I'm not going to do that to the audience because the rest of the show is actually about you talking about what you're going to deliver for them. But I just feel that, you know, you've got to be really careful there. And coaches, if you're listening, don't think that you've got to be doing it the same way that you see all of these other big name coaches doing it. Do it how it suits you, because if you are like me, and I, you know, when I was taught coaching, I was going to say, don't let people, the first thing I saw was, don't let people stay in story, Rob. And I'm like, but I love story. I think it's purposeful. I think it's cathartic.
And the human brain loves the story, too, Rob.
Just
you know, the human brain loves the story.
Yeah. And just because someone else who's made bucket loads of money and is such a successful coach has told you that that process is not how you do it, or that some psychologist from the 50s and 60s has said, no, you can't allow people to stay there because if they do, they'll never progress. Well, my version is no. I think you need to stay there until you've got good with it, and that until you can actually make it the biggest strength in your life, that now you're ready to keep on.
Absolutely.
And that's why
it's part of you, isn't it? Part of your journey.
Yeah.
You can't unless you've told people why is it passionate about it. It comes from your journey.
Yeah. And when you said it took you 4 years to build your brand, I kind of think that's probably why. It'd be part of the reason why it took you 4 years. It's because you needed to get good with what happened in the past and work out how the hell do you use it.
And what was the relevance of what happened in the past to what's happening now? How did that shape me? How did that make me? Because a lot of people listening might go, well, but I don't have a rags to riches story. That was one of my problems. I don't have massive trauma.
I don't have
life.
It either.
You can't make it. And I've heard of coaches even worse, people selling from stage, making the bloody thing up. And it's like, no, you can't do that, you know. They weren't actually in that accident that they said they were. It's just like, nah, don't do it. So it's more about, as you say, it's being relevant to people.
Yeah.
It's far more important.
And I think far more people really do connect with people like you and I for the fact that we don't do it like that, you know, that we don't have a rags to riches story, that we are just, you know, honest people, hardworking, who love to help others. And we don't need to draw you in by emotion. We draw you in because of our energy, you know, that we have a higher level of energy. Because that's when I look at you and a lot of people I'm attracting to interview on my show are high energy people, and I love that. You know, because that's who I am. I'm a high energy person, so yeah, you know, you attract light. So let's get down to the nuts and bolts and tell us, Lauren, what have you got for our wonderful audience today? That sounds like a Tim Dentel salad, like I'm selling steak knives.
By the way, yeah, exactly. I just thought I've been thinking about, because I've got lots of stuff that is helpful for, I say stuff, that's a technical term for really cool, brilliant neuro branding, you know. But I wanted something that would be really useful straight away, because I love the fact that, yes, I push people out of their comfort zone. I ask them to be really defined about what is their single-minded purpose. But I always like people to take action. Yeah. And if you can listen to these podcasts, you can do all sorts of trainings, and but if you don't action what you learn, nothing's going to happen, right? So if you're a coach and you've listened to this today and you're going, okay, this is brilliant. I've got a couple of really great things. I hope you've asterisked, you know, one or two things that you can implement straight away and go and do them. But one of the main things that we talked about a lot today, Rob, was asking questions, really getting to know your client. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? Because a lot of people don't feel comfortable constantly asking questions, and you feel like you're a bit of a policeman, really, don't you? Trying to interrogate people when you do that. I've actually got a free video tutorial that I've put together. It's called The Brand Magnet, and it's about how do you magnetize people to want to know more about you. And it's all about finding the WIFM, the WIFM, W-I-I-F-M, the what's in it for me. So how do you find the WIFM of your ideal client when they're just a prospect? So if you're out there networking, or you're doing social media, or you're blogging or recording podcasts like this, what's the thing that you can talk about that makes your client go, oh my God, that's brilliant. It's exactly what I was looking for. I need to work with this person. So I've got that available. I've got a really simple link. It's a bit.ly link. So if you type in bit.ly, bit.ly.
Well, if everyone's watching, Yeah, everyone watching the episode, it's actually contained in the episode summary. So
oh, brilliant.
At the bottom
You've done
there.
It, brilliant. So if you're doing it and you're listening live and you want to do it, so bit.ly/mybrandmagnet.
Yep.
And it'll take you straight there. It's a free tutorial. I've recorded it for you, the first one in the series. Get hold of that. Have a listen to how you can really naturally attract the right people just by being yourself, but not trying to create, like you say, a false story, not trying to work on people's emotions, not using NLP and things to try and convince them. This is about just understanding what's going on inside the human brain and how you can be naturally attractive. So there's a free video tutorial. Get into it and apply it into your business. And it's amazing how fast it can change the way that I'm all about. You've got to sell your services. Yeah, like you said, Rob, you've got to get out there and talk to people about what you do. But to do it in a way that doesn't feel like you're selling, that horrible, icky, oh, my God, free set of steak knives, lots of stuff, you know, just don't even go there. Just do this. Find your clients with them and you're away.
Yeah, definitely. I like to think you just got to tell the story and they got to make the choice. Your story just, you know, you can't do anything else other than that. And, you know, I know people in business that will probably, you know, really cruel me for saying that and violently object, you know, but because you've got to do more than that. And I'm kind of thinking, nah, if you're going to do it, in my world, if you're going to do it congruently. And if my story resonates with you, if the way I show up resonates with you, then you're going to want to work with me and I'm going to want to work with you. And if that means sometimes that I'm waiting for a few clients that are, you know, that haven't appeared in my world yet, then I'm waiting, you know, because I think you said it near at the top of the show. You know, it sucks to work with horrible people, so why would I go and chase them? You know, I like the people that come into my life. I like working with them. I like people, like you said, who say, oh, I've been doing work with Rob, he's really cool at doing this. And people go, oh, okay, yeah, I need some of that. And they have a conversation with me. And, you know, I've tried. You know, if anyone else is listening on here, I've tried every other way over the 5 years. I've listened to the experts. And I've got to say, there's no other way of really doing it in my heart that suits me. You know, everyone else is unique, but there's no other way of doing it other than just going out and saying to people, hey, I'm Rob. I'm the founder and creator of Success Superpowers. I help you develop the mindset that never quits. That's what I do. I work on myself every day. And what does it give you in life? Well, it gives you progress every day, you know, and just sharing that story with people and then talking about my whole, you know, my story about why did I do this and where did it come about? And when people go, okay, yeah, I could do some of that. That's what you work with. So I know there's a bit more to it than that. And I know that you and I could have some great discussions about my own branding. And I look forward to possibly opening those in the future, Lauren. And I just want to say a big thank you because I think there's tons of gold here, like you said, and that's not inflating our egos. I'm genuinely saying to our audience, there's lots of little snippets in this conversation that that you're going to be able to go away and implement for yourself. And I know I've written down a few things that I've gone along going, oh, I need to go and do that myself. I want to work on that myself. I'll go and research the word fear a bit more, just things like that. So I just want you to know, listeners, that while I'm talking, I'm learning. And that's a key thing to know as a characteristic and skill about yourself as well, is that anytime you're having a conversation, you're in interaction, you're learning. So, Lauren, 30 seconds, what's you got?
The key takeout. I think the big thing today we talked about is the importance of telling your brand story. And if you mix that with finding the wisdom that we just talked about just recently and being congruent and being authentic, it's making your story theirs. It's allowing other people to be part of your story rather than it just being, because often people feel a little bit I. It's a bit hard to, you know, talk about myself all the time. There's a purpose for telling your story. It's what Rob's just been saying. There's a purpose for telling it. Make your story part of their journey so that they can be part of that story. And then all of a sudden you've got that connection instantly. That's brilliant.
Unreal. So thank you, everyone out there in the world, for listening to Inside Your Superhero. This has been your host with the lovely Lauren today, Rob B. Lowe, because if you're going to search me, you've got to put the B in, otherwise you get the actor, the creator and founder of Success Superpowers, saying to you all, be present in life. And if you want to find out more, head to our website, successsuperpowers.com. Bye for now.